Amen. He is all that I need. If I have Him, I have everything. If I have everything in this world and don't have Him, I have nothing. Amen. Jesus said, if a man gain the whole world and he loses his soul, what has it profited him? Or what would a man give in exchange for his soul? Amen. That is the question that everybody will have to answer. Amen. I want to read in Romans 8 and 28. I know it's Mother's Day, but the Lord, amen, woke me up with this on my heart this morning. Amen. There's a lot of what I call shysters, hucksters, charlatans, you call it whatever you want to call them. Amen. That preach a lot of false gospel. Amen. But God never deceives His people. God never deceives the sinner that's coming to Him. He doesn't tell them any falsehoods. He doesn't mislead anyone. Isn't it amazing how that God is so pure and holy, and He is not misleading? Amen. He wants us to know the whole story, the whole truth. Amen. Matter of fact, God, the Word of God, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Amen. Romans chapter 8, we'll read verse 28 down through verse 31. Amen. For this morning, and see what the Lord has for us. Amen. Romans 8, 28, and we know. You can put the underline the word know in your Bible, because that's highly important. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Mine, never been a truer statement in your Bible. To them who are the called according to His purpose. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. And whom He called, them He also justified. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. Verse number 31. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Let's pray. Father, I thank You this morning for the Word of God that is a light unto our pathway and a lamp unto our feet. That is light, Mara, God, to our bones. It is the life blood that springs out of heaven, unto earth, unto men, women, boys, and girls that'll hearken to the Word of God. It'll spring up like a well out of that innermost being, bringing forth everlasting life, bringing forth, God, the power of God, the ability of God, the strength of God, the will of God, and the purpose of God. Make it manifest, God, Your will in every life. May we speak as the oracle of Thee for just a few moments, Lord. And may Your Word find good ground, and may it bring forth an abundance in the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. I love this passage of Scripture. You know, we live in a very troubled world. Some of the places that I go when I get a little troubled, I guess a few places I go in the Word of God. I go read in the book of Job. Amen. I go read over in the book of Psalms, chapter 37. And I come here to Romans chapter 8 and I read. Amen. Why? Because I can tell you the answer lies in all of those passages very clearly. Amen. He said in the book of Job, amen, he had troubles. I read about Job. He's a man that loved God. Amen. So what does that say to us, Brother Joe? It says those folks who love God, walk with God, doesn't mean they're immune from trouble. Amen. Doesn't mean they won't have any troubles. You can go tell those charlatans that said different. Somebody's been reading the wrong book. Hello? We read over the book of Psalms, chapter 37. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Amen. Don't worry about those folks that look like they're living wrong, but look like they're living the high life. Don't get confused about that. Amen. Don't go to looking over there, because the devil will go to talking to you. Amen. He'll tell you God don't love you, don't care about you, and after a while, if you're not careful, you'll believe the rascal. Amen. And you'll forsake the only hope you ever had. Come on. Amen. So I come here to Romans chapter 8. Amen. And the Word of God says in verse number 28, and we know. Amen. I can tell you something. It don't take thinking here. It takes knowing. Amen. Knowing lives in a whole other world than thinking. Hello? I'm going to say that again. There's worlds between knowing and thinking. There's a lot of folks that think. There's a lot of folks that think they're saved. Come on. Amen. They don't know they're saved, but they think they are. Come on. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. There's a difference. You've got to understand that there is a difference. Amen. One thing about your soul that you better understand is we better know. Amen. I said we better know. Amen. I can tell you one thing. If I'm going to lay my head down on my pillow at night and get me some good rest, I need to know. Amen. What that old song says, it is well with my soul. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If I know that, then I shouldn't have a whole lot of trouble getting a little shut-eye. Amen. But if it's not well with my soul, let me roll off that bed. Amen. Bow my head. Amen. And come into the presence of the one. Amen. That can make my life different. And amen. In a little while, amen, I can have his witness to the matter. Amen. And his witness, amen, his spirit will bear witness with my spirit. Amen. And then I can know that all is well. Amen. Glory to God. And we know. Amen. What do we know? That all things, A-L-L. Amen. I don't say some, it said all. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. All things work together. Amen. For do what? For good to them that love God. Amen. I'm going to piece this together one at a time by the help and grace of God. I'm going to try to make it as short as I can of Mother's Day. Amen. But I want to tell you, in living life, there's a lot of obstacles. There's a lot of adversity. Amen. There's a lot of things that's going to happen. Amen. And some things, listen, there's some things that we need to know. There's some things that mothers need to know. Amen. In those times, and amen, when things are hard and when things look like they're just going all the wrong directions. Hello. Amen. We need to know something. Amen. What do we need to know, Brother Joe? All things work together. Amen. For good. Amen. It may not look it at the beginning. Come on. I can tell you when Jochebed, amen, has resisted the Pharaoh of Egypt, and she is sort of having that midwife drown little Moses when he's born. Amen. Put his life out because God's chosen him for a purpose. Hello. Amen. Come on with me this morning. Amen. She was strong. Amen. And when I'm sure that when she took him and built that little ark, amen, and daubed it with that mud and pitch, amen, and that little basket, she put him in it. Amen. I'm sure that the enemy howled at her. Amen. And she did not, it might not have looked so good then. All things might not have looked like they was working together for good. Come on. Amen. But she had to know something. She knows there's a God that's watching over. Amen. She knows that God had a real purpose. Amen. For little Moses. Hello. Amen. And so what she did, she knew something. Hey, come on with Brother Joe this morning. She knew something that a lot of folks down there, amen, in Goshen didn't seem to know. Amen. She knew all things work together for good. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. It might not look like it at the time. Listen. Amen. We don't walk by sight. Amen. The Word of God says the just, amen, shall live by his faith. Amen. Come on with me. Amen. We walk by faith, not by sight. What is that? What's the difference, Brother Joe? Amen. If you walk by what you can look at, you'll never obey God. Amen. We'll walk after the ways of the world. We'll reap the ways of the world. Amen. We'll fail in the end. But if we, my, listen, the Word of God, let's just look at little Moses for a little while down later in his life and see what the book of Hebrews said about that man. Amen. I can tell you, when it come time, amen, he refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Amen. Come on, choosing rather to suffer, amen, the affliction, amen, of the righteous, amen, for a season. Why? Amen. For he had recompense under the reward. How? As seeing him who is invisible. Oh, come on with Brother Joe. Little thing called faith. He can see well beyond all of this realm. Hallelujah. Amen. Come on with me this morning. I want to tell you something. Amen. It didn't look so good for Joseph. Amen. When them brethren, amen, throwing him in that pit, amen, and wetting his garment with the blood of an animal, amen. But I want to tell you, it didn't look any better when he got down to Egypt. Come on with me this morning. Listen, amen. But Joseph knew, amen, that his God was faithful. Amen. Now listen, amen. We're going to have to do what God said, no matter what it looks like. Amen. Let me hold on. Amen. The girls sing that song, and I try to help them hold on to Jesus. Amen. I want to tell you, ain't nothing else worth holding on to. Amen. I said, there's nothing else worth holding on to. Amen. But if you'll hold on to Jesus, amen, I'll assure you all things, amen, work together for good to them that are that love God. Oh, listen, I got to love Him enough to tell the devil no. Amen. I got to love Him enough to believe Him when everything my eyes see, amen, don't tell me to believe Him. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. If we trust what we see, amen, I want to tell you, we're not going to live the life that God intends for us to live. I got to see beyond this veil of tears. Hello? Come on with me this morning. All things work together. And we know, I want to tell you, if you'll arm yourself with that mind, amen, I can tell you, I got a whole book here full of thousands of pages of history, amen, and examples and ensamples that says what I read to you in Romans chapter 8 is absolutely a fact. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Everywhere you look in the Word of God, amen, you find that men and women, amen, it might not have made sense, amen, to Sister Ruth, amen, to go down there and glean them fields. Amen, it might have looked like the devil told her, that's a failing exercise, that's a pitiful, amen, thing to do. Come on, but look what it led to. I said, look what the end result was. All things work together, amen, for good to them. Amen, she kept on doing what she knew to do. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen, there come a time, amen, listen, if we'll do what we know to do, amen, somebody will take notice, you hear me? I said, somebody will begin to take notice. Boaz seen the little lady down there, amen, gleaning in the fields, amen, and he walked over to those young reapers that was working in the field. He said, look at here, boys, said, you see that young lady over there, amen, that's a gleaning. I know the law said they couldn't harvest the corners of the field, amen, I know the law said they couldn't pull all the bundles out, they had to leave a little bit scattered here and there, but Boaz has done better than that. Amen. I want to tell you, God will do better. Amen. He'll leave some handfuls on purpose. You hear me? Amen. Glory to God. Come on with me this morning. Amen. He told him, boys, I want you to, amen, harvest some of that. Leave it bundled up. Come on. My. I've had a few of them handfuls on purpose down through the years. You hear me? Amen. I said I've had a few of them. Amen. And I know all things work together for good to them that love God. Oh, amen. I don't mean you won't walk through dark times. It don't mean you won't walk, climb up the rough side of the mountain. Come on with me. Come on. Hell. Amen. I want to tell you something. If we'll get to looking up instead of looking down, the climb will get a whole lot easier. I'm going to say that again. If we'll get to looking up rather than looking down. Amen. Peter's doing all right as long as he's looking at Jesus when he's walking above that storm-tossed sea. It's when he got to looking at all of his troubles, at all of that sea, that he had the problem. Come on with me. If we'll keep our eyes on the Lord, if I'll keep my heart, amen, fixed upon Him, amen, glory to God. I can tell you something. He'll, amen, glory to God, King Jesus, after a while will come by and He'll roll all them burdens away. Come on with me. I said He'll come by and He'll roll them burdens off. Amen. He'll take that yoke. I heard Him say, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. That don't mean I can't walk with Him. It means I must walk with Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me hurry. Amen. Listen, I want us to see the purity of this birth. Amen. And understand something. Amen. It's not what you see at the beginning. Amen. Amen. Believing is, amen, and walking with God is not seeing. Seeing, amen, is not believing, brother, but believing is seeing. It's turned around. I wrote this down in my notes this morning. Amen. That mostly of life backwards. What do you mean by that, Brother Joe? Amen. They looking, amen, for the reward at the beginning rather than at the end. How many of you folks, come on, when it comes to certain spiritual things, I'd like to ask the question. How many folks, amen, go to that new job and expect that paycheck the first day? I never met anybody that did. Amen. But you know what? Amen, folks expect, amen, God to send the paycheck on the first day. Amen. Come on. I want to tell you something. Amen. There's some patience that's involved. Hello? Amen. There's a little bit of perseverance that's involved. Amen. But I got a little news. Amen. I can persevere. Amen. As long as I know that the one that promised me is faithful. Amen. I heard him say, not only have I spoken. Amen. Come on with me. He said, not only have I spoken, but I'll bring it to pass. Amen to God. I heard him say in another place, I will hasten to perform my word. My. Amen. My. I heard him say, mercy rejoiceth against judgment. Come on with me this morning. Amen. That's the kind of God, amen, that should give us courage to obey Him when all we see is darkness. If I look a little higher, I'll see the light shining through. Come on with Brother Joe. That little woman that had the issue of blood, 12 long years, she'd been hunting help. Amen. She heard about a man named Jesus. I'm going to tell you, she risked it all. She said, come on. The Henson sung a song many years ago. In my desperation, Jesus shined on me. Oh, come on. Amen. Folks, just don't get desperate enough. You hear me? Amen. Listen. I said, they don't get desperate enough. Amen. She's desperate. She pressed out of that house. She pressed into that street. She pressed through that throng. And she said the words of faith. If I can just touch just the hem of His garment. If I can find me a ramble. Amen. Just the bottom of that garment. I know I'll be made whole. Amen. Come on. All things work together. Amen. Let me just back up. And we know, amen, that all things work together for good to them that love God. Amen. Well, what was the result, Brother Joe? She touched him. Amen. Jesus is walking in the crowd. Amen. That's oppressing him on every side. Amen. He's got a reputation now. He's a divine healer. Amen. People are either looking or they're trying to get something from him. Come on. Amen. Listen. And they're pressing him. But suddenly Jesus stops in that crowd and says, somebody touch me. My, my, my. Oh, his disciples said, Lord, what in the world's wrong with you? Take a look around you. There's people everywhere you look. They're pushing and shoving. Come on. You've been there. I've seen it. Amen. But look at it. What's going on, Brother Joe? He said, oh, but you don't understand. Amen. It wasn't that kind of touch. Amen. It was a different kind of touch. Oh, listen. Ain't a lot of folks sitting in the house of God, and the only touch they're going to have is that other kind of touch. Amen. But I want to tell you something. If we'll touch Him with the right kind, yeah, come on with me, Brother Joe. Oh, listen. Amen. He said, somebody, amen, touch me with faith. Somebody believe me. Somebody knew. Oh, come on. Somebody knew what I said was truth. And he said, I felt virtue go out of my body. I felt something leave me. Oh, hallelujah. And he spotted that little woman. Amen. Oh, she said, he said, blessed art thou. Amen. God, thy faith, daughter, thy faith that made thee whole. Amen. She left that place, amen, different than when she came. She's changed. Amen. Her bodily problems are over. Amen, boys, the problem that she had. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Jesus is on the way to Jairus' house. Amen. His daughter. Amen. When he met him in the middle of the city, was sick. Amen. Jixon to run into his servant on the way out of town and say that his daughter is dead. Don't bother the master anymore. Come on. All things work together for them, for good to them that love God. Listen, Jairus went over there and he's done what needed. What did he do, Brother Joe? In the middle of town, Jairus is a ruler in the synagogue. Come on. Anybody knows anything about that history? Amen. Those religious Jews. Amen. If once you've seen worship in Christ, yeah, amen, your job in the synagogue is history. You hear me? Amen. They don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Amen. The vast portion of them believe He's just a carpenter's son. Amen. They don't like Him. Amen. He's a messing up their thing because He's a showing them up. Amen. They got religion. Amen. He's the power of God. Oh, come on with Brother Joe. Amen. They got a profession. He's got a possession. Amen. He is the Lord. Amen. Come on. He is the healer. He is the deliverer. Amen. He's the one that, amen, opens the prison doors. He's the one, amen, that breaks down, amen, the chains of the devil. Woo! Amen. So, they didn't like Him. Amen. So, amen, here old Jairus humbles himself, bows, gets on his knees and worships the Lord. Come on, sir. He worships Him. My goodness, he bowed down. Oh, Lord, my daughter's sick. Amen. She's dying. Amen. But if you'll come pray for her, I know she'll be. Jesus, run into some more faith. Amen. Come on. Amen. The little woman stops the procession. She's healed. Amen. They head out of town. Here comes Jairus' servant and says, "Don't you bother the master anymore. Your daughter's dead." Jesus turns and looks at Jairus and says, words that ring in my ears quite often, only, listen, amen, I want to tell you something, no matter what the devil said, no matter how long you pray for something, amen, come on with me, amen, I said, it don't matter how long you pray, no matter how many times the devil said it can't happen, it don't matter if the devil says it ain't going to happen, amen, only believe, Jairus, don't do anything else, you just believe, don't doubt, amen, don't let the devil lead you up in the weeds. Only believe. Oh, come on, Brother Joe. Where we fail at, Brother Joe, when we listen to the devil and we allow him to lead us off, amen, to the path of faith. We allow him to lead us over here this way or over there that way, and we listen to this voice and we listen to that voice, and we don't give no heed to what Jesus is saying. If we listen close enough, we'll hear him say, only believe. Only believe. All things. Then he says to Jairus, all things, there's that word all again, all things are possible to them that believe. Well, Brother Joe, did that just mean just Mr. Jairus? Why, no. I read in the book that he said he has no respect of persons. What does that mean, Brother Joe? It simply means that no matter who we are, male, female, bond, free, no matter what part of the world we're born in, no matter what language we speak, amen, that if we come to God by faith, amen, He doesn't have respect one against the other. He'll do it. Amen. I sang that song to Henson saying, God's going to do the same for you and me. Amen. What? If we'll do what they done, God will do what He done. I'm going to say it again. If we'll do what they done, the record we have in that book, God will do what He done. Amen. Brother Joe, it can't be that simple. Amen. That's where the devil wins most of his battles, because it is that simple. Amen. Hold on to Jesus. Amen. Don't let go. Amen. Jairus, you just believe. Amen. Jesus turns off to Jairus' house to go. By the time they get there, the weepers and the mourners and the wailers are all there. And they raise in a hullabaloo and a ruckus, as was the custom of that day. And they wailing and crying and weeping. And Jesus says, why are you weeping? She's only asleep. By the way, he's the one who knew. He had a whole lot better knowledge about that little girl than any of them folks, even Jairus had. Hello. Come on. I said he had a lot better knowledge than they had. Come on. Jesus said she's only asleep. And they went again to laugh him to scorn and say, what's wrong with that man? So that girl's dead. Come on. Jesus said, put him out. Get rid of them. Send them away. He went into that house, took that little girl by the hand, and said unto her, Talitha kumi, our daughter, I say unto thee, arise. Amen. My. What'd she do, Brother Joe? She arose. Amen. And Jesus said, bring her something to eat. Amen. Not only had she come back from the dead, amen, but glory to God, she's healed of whatever may have, amen, brought her that way. Come on with me. I know somebody that is able to work from the guttermost to the uttermost. He does a complete job. I think a Sunday or so ago, we talked about a man who was preaching a meeting in California. Brother David put a link to it. Amen. He was dead for some 40 to 45 minutes. died in a restaurant in Australia. Amen. He went back and talked to the EMTs, talked to the ambulance drivers, talked to the doctors in the hospital. What was the doctors in the hospital doing? Amen. Thank God. Boy. Amen. One of the doctors that's in the hospital working on him went to the church where he's a preaching. Come on. Oh, listen. Said, we're praying. Said, we knew there wasn't a whole lot we could do. Amen. But we knew somebody could do more than we could do. Thank God somebody believes. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. And that little girl that had been dead just a few minutes. Amen. Jairus has her alive and well. And we know all things work together. It may not look like it right now. Amen. It may look dark. It may look impossible. Come on, I can guarantee you the devil's going to make sure it looks as bad as it can look. Amen. What's he trying to do? He's trying to divert our attention. Amen. Away from the answer. Amen. And look at the problem. I can tell you we never find the answer long as we're looking the other way. Brother Joe ain't no, amen, charlatan. Amen, name it, claim it. Amen, prosperity preacher. Anybody that knows Brother Joe knows better than that. Amen, but I can tell you I am a believer that God still does miraculous things. Listen, I want to tell you something. God does them every day. Amen. The problem God has, amen, is not with doing the miracles. The problem God has, amen, is somebody, amen, preparing a way so that He can do the miracle. Come on, say it again. I feel the Holy Ghost right there. God has a problem with people giving Him an opportunity, amen, to manifest it. I'm not talking about a big daddy in the sky, a Santa Claus. I'm talking about a God that does things for a reason and a purpose. Amen. A God, amen, that can reach down and change an old boy or an old gal, amen, or a young boy or a young girl, for that matter, into something that is worthwhile. My, my, my. Got to hurry in one place. Joseph. I haven't changed. Again, I say, in this hour, in this moment, I am the same yesterday and today and forever. I change not. Behold my word, the promises thereof are yea and amen to them that believe. Behold, I have not declared unto you that you would have no troubles, but in the world you shall have tribulation. Behold, but I haven't stopped there, saith the Lord, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world, saith the Lord. Hold on to me. Be steadfast, saith the Lord. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold of eternal life. And I declare unto thee that all things work together, saith the Lord, for good to them that are the called. Amen. To them that love God, who are the called according to my purpose, saith the Lord. Listen, if I love God, then I agree with His purpose. Come on. There are a lot of folks that say, well, I want it all my way. Well, you need to get saved. I'm going to say that again. They need to get saved. When I come to Jesus, one thing that I understood, and listen, every time that I come to Him, I still have to understand that same thing. That old Joe, he's worthy of only one thing within himself. Damnation. Everything good that I have received has been because of Jesus Christ. I haven't earned one solitary good thing within myself. Well, Brother Joe, what about God helping you to get the highest? Well, where's the glory then? It goes to God. Hadn't been for Jesus, what good could we do? We can't minister without Him. Amen. By the way, there's not a man in this world, a woman in this world, I don't care who they are, that can heal the sick, that can save a lost person's soul. No. Only Jesus does that. Amen. So everything that we do, the glory belongs to Him. It's only if Jesus lives in us, everything good that's worked in us, amen, has because of Christ. Therefore, amen, the Apostle said, there's no good thing in this flesh. Therefore, what is good has to have come from above. Amen. Therefore, guess what? When Brother Joe comes to ask the Lord for something, you know what Brother Joe's got to do? Same thing everybody else does, going to get an answer. Lord, Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus because the name of Joe just won't do.
What does that mean, Brother Joe? It means there's only one that's worthy. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Oh, He's the worthy one. You see, without Him, even that old song says, without You, I'd be drifting. Without You, Lord, I'd surely fail. Without You, I'd be like a ship without a sail. I'd be worthless. Come on, I remember. I remember where He found me. Hello? I can tell you what, I wasn't living in righteousness when He found me. Amen. That old song said He reached way below the bottom. He stared around in the mud. Come on. Belt around down there till He found me. Come on, Brother Joe. Don't look at me, funny. He found every last one of us in the same pit. Ah, come on. David said, here, David. Amen. He found me in a horrible pit with my feet stuck in the miry clay. That's where He found me. But I like that old Henson song. Said, I'm so glad He found me. In love He bound me. And He put His arms all around me. And then He led me to the shelter. And now I'm one of His own. Amen. And oh, the joy of knowing. Amen. Thank God there's a joy in knowing that someday I'm going. I got a mother over there. I mentioned her a while ago. I got a father. I got a grandmother. I got a grandfather. Come on with Brother Joe. I got a lot of folks. I got a Sister Magadale. It used to be my Sunday school teacher. Right back in this, amen, Sunday school rooms. Amen. Glory to God. I got a long list of folks. Come on with me. Amen. That one day I'm going to get to see. Amen. But most of all, amen, I'm going to get to see the one that made it all possible. Come on, amen. His name is Jesus. Amen. Without Him, amen, I'd have no hope. Amen. But thank God, I know this morning, all things work together for good to them that love God, them who are the called according to His purpose. And I'm fixing to close this morning. I want us to see something. When God does something, He does things right. I read to you the whole of that verse and down to the 31st verse for a reason. Amen. Listen. For whom He did foreknow. I took my pen and I parenthesized the He's in there. For whom that He did foreknow. Aren't you glad that God has foreknowledge? God, you see, has looked down through time. He hasn't had to learn anything because He's always known. He knows old Brother Joe's thoughts before old Brother Joe can figure them out. Hello? He did foreknow. What did He do? Them that He did foreknow, He also did predestinate. And when I read that word predestinate, I know the Calvinists have made a mockery of that word. The word predestinate means to predetermine an outcome. Come on. What did God predetermine? Said it right there in that verse. That we should be fashioned in the image of Christ. That we should be like Jesus. You know what the term Christian means? Christ-like. Ain't nothing new in that. That's just a statement. Amen. He has predestinated us to be changed and transformed. And how does He going to do that? We read over there, amen, in the 12th chapter of Romans, by the renewing of our mind. That we may be transformed by the renewing mind. That we may be able, what? To prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. God's purpose. Amen. Them that He did foreknow, He did predestinate to be fashioned in the image of His Son. That He, His Son, might be what? Come on. That He might be the firstfruits. Amen. Listen. Amen. The firstborn among many brothers. What does that mean, firstborn? It means that all that come after Him should bear likeness unto Him. Ow! Come on with Brother Joe. He's the chief cornerstone. What does that mean, Brother Joe? That means all them other stones that's in that building are measured off and in comparison, amen, and made in the likeness of that cornerstone. Ah! Come on with me! I'm going to tell you, when that temple is put together in heaven, it will not be a sound. Every stone will slide into its place. Why? Because the wise master builder has already pre-configured and pre-molded and shaped that stone to fit right into the house of God where it belongs. You know,
predestination is often twisted and preached a very, very wrong way. Amen. If we'll let it be by God's way, then we'll let God conform us. Amen. We let Him conform us. What does that word conform mean? It means to shape us. It means to cut loose some things. Come on. It means to chop. Yes, that fellow who, amen, carved that eagle out of that big trunk of that tree. He carved an eagle with a chainsaw. They asked him, how did he do it? He said, I'm simple. I simply cut away everything that looked like an eagle. How's God going to do? He's going to simply cut away everything that don't look like Him. Come on, let me hurry. He did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many. But moreover, whom He did predestinate, He also called. The term call means, amen, that God has put on us a position, or if you will, a calling or a duty. Come on. My. Amen. And by the way, amen, or He has given us something to do. He's called us. Called us for a purpose. Brother Joe, I'm not a preacher or a teacher. Amen, but you're called. Called to be a Christian. I'm called to pray. I'm called to follow Christ. I'm called to be His disciple. Amen. Whatever He leads me into, that's up to Him. Amen. Come on. You know, there's just some folks who want to tell God how to do His job. I often wonder, where in the world did you think you learned enough to tell God how to do His job? I don't even begin to know how to get there. Amen. I get on my knees. The first thing that comes to my mind is, Lord, would You help me? Because I'm feeling around here and I need some direction, sir. I need some enlightenment. By the way, he's got plenty of enlightenment. Listen, when that enlightenment comes, it's going to almost always be assured to be diametrically opposed to the flesh. Go ahead and embrace it. Amen. His enlightenment, we'll obey Him. He will lead us in the way everlasting. Doesn't He predestined, called, He also what? Then He also called, He justified. And whom He justified, what? Amen. Did He say He done to them? He also glorified. Does that mean that God, amen, made man to be worshipped? No, that ain't what it meant at all. To be glorified means that God has wrought His work in you and I, amen, for the glorification, not of self, but of God. Listen, I was dealing with some prisoners at a prison several years ago. Man was a guard there that knew me a long time ago. Knew me when I was in school. I heard him walk by and heard him tell another prisoner. And I wasn't proud of the first part, but I was proud of the second part. Man used to be a mean man. But he said, he's not what he used to be. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Behold, for this have I come, saith the Lord, that I might transform, that I might deliver. Behold, did I not go to the cross, but for the reason, saith the Lord, that I may bring forth deliverance to the captive and set the prisoners free, that I may bring men and women, boys and girls, who are bound with the curse of sin unto death, to life. Behold, and give them life that is more abundant, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm closing right here. Moreover, whom He justified, He also glorified. What shall we then say to these things? He caps it off. If God be for us, who can be against us? Listen, that devil will come and he'll tell you that God is powerless to bring about His promises. He's a liar. Amen. Listen, every time I read this book called the Bible, I read about men and women, amen, that God changed their lives. Amen. Not only do we have the Bible, amen, I have tons and tons and tons, amen, you can find and read of biographies of men and women whose lives were total wrecks. I know it's Mother's Day. And sometimes mothers face some of the hardest work of anybody. They raise children. Come on. Hello. You're talking about a long-range project. Come on with me. you know, raising the garden out there is a few months, you know, a few weeks for Brother Joe. But raising children is a lot longer project. You know what that takes? It takes a lot more faith. It takes a lot more trust in God. Listen, hey man, God has done these things for a reason. He's faithful. And He makes it plain, if God be for us, if God's for you and I, then Brother Joe has never met the who, nor does the who exist, that can be against you or I. He's not one to be found. God said, if there's anybody that can contend with me, let them come and let them stand before me. There's never been one that's done that. He's only one tried it. He got thrown out of heaven. And God didn't raise a finger. He just looked over that at one of His angels and said, throw him out. Throw him out. Michael, amen, get rid of him. Amen. One day he's going to, amen, throw him into the, he's going to wind up in a lake of fire. And all those folks that followed him is going to wind up in there with him. Amen. You hear me? But those that have believed God, those that have trusted God, those that have walked with God, and have seen the power of God, amen, are going to live in everlasting joy. Why, Brother Joe? Because they believe the truth. And they believe the God of truth. Amen. And we know all things. Sometimes things that don't look so good. Come on. Sometimes things that don't look so wonderful. But all things work together. And isn't it amazing how God can take all of the issues of life and all of the trials? And sometimes I'm telling you, have you ever? I'm about to quit, but God has brought me right back here. I got to go here. I love to watch the curly headed guy paint, the red headed guy. What's his name? Bob. Yes, him. Bob Ross. You ever noticed him paintings? Brother Joe noticed something, but Brother Joe will tell you right off the bat, he ain't an artist. I admit that fully and freely, okay? I can draw stick men, you know, whatever have you, but have you ever watched that picture? It looks like the biggest mess when they first start. I mean, there's nothing, I mean, it's just one big glob. And I always marvel. So he just keeps working on that thing. After a while, it turns into the most beautiful thing that you've ever seen. I'll say something right here. God found us in the most horrible mess. It was a glob. But if we let Him keep working on us, after a while, He'll make a masterpiece out of that. Hallelujah. I said, after a while, He'll make a masterpiece out of it. Amen. That's the God that I know. Amen. A God that is able to take, amen, a person that is, I'll tell you, whose life is a total wreck. And you're looking at a man whose life was a wreck. Amen. I was a party animal. I was a musician. I was a nutcase. Amen. I readily admit it. Mouth will tell the truth. Amen. But I run headlong into Jesus because I had folks praying for me. I said, Lord, You got to help him. He ain't got enough sense to help himself. Amen. One day I let Jesus help me out of the mess. Woo! Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, sir. Behold, I say unto thee, I'm the same. I'm the same this day as I was when I found Abram in Ur of the Chaldees. And behold, changed his life, turned him around, behold, and made him the friend of God. Behold, I'm the same, saith the Lord, as I was when I found a man named Jacob was a planter, and changed his name when he has submitted to me and come into my will as Israel, a prince with God and with men. Behold, I say I am the same today. And multitudes upon multitudes have I found in the same pit. Behold, I say unto thee, I am yet the same. Behold, hearken not to the enemy when the picture looks bleak. And when the circumstances look all wrong, hold on to me. For behold, I say unto thee, if thou wilt hold on to me, I will continue to paint, saith the Lord, and I will continue to work, and I will transform, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you this morning. I thank you for the wonderful hand of God and the power of God. I thank you, sir, that all things do work together for good to them that love you, to them that are the called according to your purpose. Lord, this morning I beseech you to minister. May you bless mothers everywhere today. Many, Lord, who are facing battles and struggles, and Lord, many that picture looks kind of bleak and looks kind of rough. May they call on you, hold on to you, trust in you. And Lord, in the end, you will transform and you will change and you will mold to the willing hearts and vessels, and you will make us into the image of the Lamb of God. In the name of Jesus. Let's just close in this altar this morning. No, it's Mother's Day. Don't want to be long-winded. Amen. You got a mother that's living. You recognize and honor her. Amen. I realize that a lot of times, they by the way, they ain't a perfect mother. I never met one. I had a wonderful mother, but there is a perfect God. I said there is a perfect God. Amen. There is a perfect Father. His name is Jehovah. He is perfect. He is right. Amen. But recognize them. Honor God for them. Amen. And if they got problems, pray for them. The only thing you can do that's worthwhile for a person that is most worthwhile, let's just say it that way, is that you pray for them. Ask God, would you work on them? Would you help them? Would you minister to them? If you don't know the Lord today, amen, He stands ready to paint another picture. And believe you me, He is well able, well equipped, and He stands ready. I thank you, Lord, today. Amen. On this Mother's Day, would you bless mothers, sir? Would you endue them with God vigilance and with courage? Lord, would you endue them with faith? Would you endue them, sir, with strength and with revelation, that they may behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world, and that they may call on you, and that they may lean on you, and that they may, God, be led by you and then enabled by you, God, to perform that task that only you can help us with. May we minister, God, according to your will. May you minister to every heart and every life. In the name of Jesus.